Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Queen Elizabeth said, "None of us will live forever," in her address to the attendees of the COP26 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. The Queen sat next to a photo of Prince Philip as she said, "The impact of the environment on human progress was a subject close to the heart of my dear late husband. If we fail to cope with this challenge, all the other problems will pale into insignificance. It is a source of great pride to me that the leading role my husband played in encouraging to protect our fragile planet lives on through the work of our eldest son Charles and his eldest son William. I could not be more proud of them." Not mentioned, Harry. Her Majesty added, "Indeed, I have drawn great comfort and inspiration from the relentless enthusiasm of people of all ages, especially the young, in calling for everyone to play their part. For more than 70 years, I have been lucky to meet and to know many of the world's great leaders. I, for one, hope this conference will be one of those rare occasions where everyone will have the chance to rise above the politics of the moment and achieve true statesmanship." She urged the global leaders attending COP26, "It is the hope of many that the legacy of this summit, written in history books yet to be printed, will describe you as the leaders who did not pass up the opportunity and that you answered the call of those future generations. Of course, the benefits of such actions will not be there to enjoy for all of us here today. None of us will live forever. But we are doing this not for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children and those who will follow in their footsteps. And so I wish you every good fortune in this significant endeavor." Meanwhile, Charles met with President Joe Biden. An official said they underlined the need for ambitious commitments and concrete actions among partners worldwide and discussed Prince Charles' initiatives to engage the private sector on sustainability. President Biden reaffirmed the strength of the enduring ties between the United Kingdom and the United States, and he thanked the United Kingdom for hosting COP26. He commended the royal family for its dedication to climate issues, particularly Prince Charles' environmental activism over the last half century. At the summit, Charles asked countries to work with industries to create solutions to climate change. "My plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Harry and Meghan were not about to sit this one out, and they made a pledge that Archwell will reach net zero carbon emissions by 2030. The couple will work with an independent consultant to track all Archwell-related activities, from inception to understand our collective footprint. Posting on Archwell today, Harry and Meghan commented that they have actively made choices to offset and balance their carbon footprint, but that nearly every activity in daily life results in the release of carbon into the atmosphere. They added that they will be looking at what they eat and how often they eat it, as well as their commute and use of heating and electricity in order to cut down their footprint. "Nearly every activity in daily life results in the release of carbon into the atmosphere, and the sum total of those emissions is considered our carbon footprint. Here are some examples of what is part of the footprint: what we eat and how often we eat it, our transport and the frequency of it, our daily commute, our use of electricity and heating, our reliance on big industries that contribute to the problem. While we have actively made choices to offset and balance this carbon footprint, now with the tools provided by partner organizations, we know that we can all do better. We can be net zero, and this is what we pledge to do. We are a young company, but today Archwell joins our co-founders in committing to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2030. The statement goes on, and I am sure you get the gist. Gertz Royals asked in a tweet, "So does Archwell's net zero mean no more private jet travel for the Sussexes? Or does it just mean they will pay for carbon offsets?" Piers Morgan's tweet was more to the point. "Did they pledge this from aboard Sir Elton's jet or the Clooney one?" And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.